But you know, and Monty brought it up, you know, how many had, I had to ride a lot, you know, in school, because I will not spitballs at my teacher or stuff like that, you know. I had to do it, you know, because I would spitballs, you know, carry straws and stuff, you know. But anyhow, when I got born again, I thought, man, you know what? Every time I would have to do that, I'd have to ride 150, 200 times. I mean, it's like burnt your head, you know, and everything, you know. And then when you get that spitball up and you're like, nah, man, I'm going to have to do that again, man, you know. It was a point of discipline. But, you know, when I got born again, I thought that same thing will work with the word if I do it, if I meditate on that word, if I go to that word, turn to that word, you know, when I got born again, I needed my life changed. You know, I wasn't just, you know, I was at a point in life where life had, you know, had failed me. Everything had failed me, you know, and I wanted a life, you know. And so I started, you know, when I got born again, started going to church, you know, I thought, okay, man, you know, I gotta listen to the word, you know. We started getting hooked up with people that was just over and over that say, faith cometh by hearing, hearing. And I got on this little bit one time, you know, of saying, if you got a need, plant a seed. God spoke to me. If you got a need, plant a seed. And I would say that. I mean, everybody, a lot of them want to throw up. You know, I get around people, man, is that all you can say? And I'd be like, well, it works. Why would I want to throw it down? Why would you want to get a good hot biscuit out of the oven and say, nah, I had one yesterday. Don't believe I'll have one today. Why? We're dumb, wouldn't it? Man, you get that good hot fresh biscuit out, you know, and I cook them every Sunday morning, man. I eat two usually. You know, butter them down, boy. Well, you know, the Bible says that the word of God is our food. It is medicine. The Bible said it's medicine. The Bible says that faith is precious to me. It comes by the word, by hearing, and hearing by the word. In order to occupy means do business. We brought it up, and I looked at the word, and they, some people, they're sitting at home not doing business this morning. They didn't get up. They didn't go to church. That's not occupying. They, you know, they're sick. They didn't say their scriptures. They didn't get up. They're not occupying. They got so many bills they can't think, but they don't get the word on it. You got to get the word on it. You got to, you know, see, that's what a lot of people, it's hard there because Scotty's all about the word. Well, what do we want? Stupid opinion? No. I want something sound in my life. I want sound. I want sound wisdom in my marriage. I want sound wisdom. And God's word's it. And, you know, I heard a preacher say one time, he said, treat God's word like it's precious to you. You love the, Jesus said we got to love truth. God's word is truth. If it says, by his stripes ye were healed, I don't care if my whole body is aching. That word is my evidence. That word is my turn to. That word is my confidence in God that I will come through, out of, and increase and be better than I was when I went in the trial. See, occupy means to do business. And that's the scripture where Jesus give them talents. You know, he give them money, give them talents. And he says, occupy till I come. What he meant is go use that and make more. Do something with it. And we know someone didn't in there. And he come back and he called him a wicked servant. Unfaithful, wicked servant. See, he's given you Christ in you. We got to occupy. Occupy with him. Occupy with that anointing. Get up and fight the good fight of faith. Go to the house of God. I know I say it every week. Y'all might get tired of saying it, but when the challenge comes, you'll say, no, I'm not going to be in that number. People don't realize, God's people don't realize how important going to the house of God is to them spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally. All of it. I don't care. I'm defeated without the church. The church is established by the Lord. It is established by the Lord. It is anointed by the Lord. That's why you cannot stop the church. The church is not an individual person. The church is the called out people of God, called together, an assembly, and we must occupy that, set on it, work it, sir, do business until Jesus comes. That's why, you know, it bothered me greatly when COVID came. They was somebody quit the church because their friend, their neighbor died of COVID. And I was saying, no plague will come nigh your dwelling. Take it. Quit this church because I was telling you and the other and people what the scripture says. I didn't say Dr. Scotty said that no plague will come nigh your dwelling. Did you ever hear me say that? I said the Bible says. And so somebody quit the church on account of I was saying that and their friend died. Well, they had been here too long to act ignorant like that because I always say never believe based on your experience. Right? I don't care who died with it. I'm still going to use Psalms 91. I don't care who died with cancer. I'm not going to believe that good people, why did God let that happen to good people? That is not sound doctrine. God did not let it happen. He can only do what people will believe him for. He put it in there. By Jesus' stripes you are healed. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold. Taking the shield of faith. Well, if I've got fear, you know what? COVID, I'm wide open for COVID. I'm wide open for divorce. I'm wide open for financial failure. I'm wide open for the enemy when I've got fear. All through the Bible says, fear not. God has not given me a spirit of cowardness, timidity, to back up, not to occupy, hallelujah. He but of love, power, and a sound mind. I'm talking to all of my people. So a lot of my family listen to me. They've got ailments. They're sick. They don't really feel like going and doing anything. I'm talking to friends I hate it for them. And I preach this stuff, and they say, well, you know, he ain't got no compassion on the sick. He's never been sick, blah, blah, blah. Get this mind thinking the wrong way. No, the word comes forth sometimes without any cream or sugar in it, so that it will do something in our life. Hallelujah. Just like Monty, he brought it up, and I wouldn't have never told it had he not brought it up. Now I'm free to. I'm standing there, and I'm like, I can't baby this man. I want to go empty my banking account and help him. And I had some money. But it had nothing to do at that moment of my ability. Because I can't get him, like he said, depending on me. And so I'm standing there and I'm thinking, I can't baby him. I've got to strongly point him to trust in God because I can't deliver his family. I can't. I mean, I can sympathize and I can get down there. We can lay down crybabies together and suck pacifiers together in there, Monty, and I feel for you, buddy, and all that. But all that's going to do is help us fail the next one it comes. The Bible says we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. One level of faith to another. He went to another level of faith. Now, I left and I was like, God, man, because I knew, I could tell on Monty's face that it was like drinking bitter water. I could tell it was not what Monty wanted to hear. I could already see the discouragement in Monty's face when I'm going to counsel, not counsel with him, talk with him. But what's the Bible say about that? While we look not at the things that are seen. See, we want to think about big things, but we got to think about, I could see he's discouraged. I could see, I heard he's in a mess. Y'all are in a mess. They was in a mess. They were desperately looking for answers quickly. Well, God's not in a hurry. He's not in a hurry. He's not thinking, oh, God, if I don't do something, Monty's going to crack. Oh! No, he's saying, I got you in a good place, Monty. I've been in quicksand. That's what the Lord told me. I'm in quicksand. They couldn't, nobody help me. He's the only one that could deliver me. Well, see, what the Word of God does, the Word of God, when we have a relationship. Now, these people sitting at home, they quoting Psalms 91 today. No, followers. It's not the quoters. It's not the bumper stickers dudes. It's not the ones that talks about it when they're around other folk talks about the Lord. It's the ones that gets up and marches with him in the morning, at the noontime, in the afternoon, on Monday when they don't feel like it, on Tuesday. They get up Wednesday. They go to the house of the Lord. It's not popular anymore to go to the house of the Lord with some. But to some, it is a lifeline. To some, they realize that their life has been changed. They learn how to fight. One of the people that quit here come to me and said, you know what, of all the churches that I've ever been to, there's one thing that I learned to do with this church. I said, yeah, what's that? He said, I learned how to stand and fight. And then left. Some of that, man. Come on, don't learn to fight and then you take a few bullets, man, and then say, oh, I'm just a wounded soldier. Got to go somewhere else and get a fresh start. Hey, they ain't no fresher manna over at the other church than they are here. Fact of the matter, if God has placed us in the body, then we can be over getting spaghetti when we should be eating steak. Because you're over there eating the meals you don't need. It does matter where you go to church. Just like somebody mentioned to me yesterday and talking about it and said, well, I hate that so-and-so left. I said, listen to me. I said, I don't know where everybody's supposed to be. I said, but I do know that everybody is not supposed to be at Faithway Christian Center. I said, I know that. I said, so people come in, get right with the Lord, and then they say that the Lord's moving in. They go back to where they've once been. That's what they feel like. I said, I don't have a problem with that. I had a pastor one time, you're trying to steal my sheep. I said, I wouldn't have them goats. Don't you send them over here. They're not sheep, they're goats. You don't even want them, but you don't want an empty church. I don't want your people. I even told some when they got mad at the church and come here, they're going to come join here. They didn't have Sunday night service. They're going to come join here. And they started telling me how the pastor upset them. I said, y'all can't come here. I said, y'all can't come to church here. What? Are you serious? And I said, yeah, we don't need no Jonas over here. I said, see, everything's been good on Sunday night. I've enjoyed y'all up till now. I said, now you go back to your church and you repent and make things right, and then you ask the Lord. And if the Lord tells you, not because you get mad at the pastor or the deacons and all of that, then you come to church here. If the Lord says, I never did see them. They went and got things right and they didn't want to leave, Johnny. I would have liked to have them. They brought a crowd every Sunday night. But you know what they tried to do? Because they wasn't here on the same page. They wanted, oh, we're going to gather money. We're going to have fish fries. And we're going to go catch catfish and sell catfish plates. And we're going to do some T-shirts and make money. And I'm like, oh, y'all sure ain't coming here. All at work? No. I can sit at home. Glory to God. He said he'd supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. By Christ, I ain't got to wash one car. I ain't got to sell no toilet paper. See why we're not popular? See what y'all do? I mean, I could keep this to myself, but no, y'all got to come to church. Right? And then God's like, get the message, boy. Do it. Put it in. Do this. Tell them to occupy. You're right. When I see somebody come out of the world and come out back into the kingdom, and they start getting free from prison, free from spiritual stuff and all of that, they begin to get free. They begin to get their stuff straightened out. Yes, it does very please me. It makes me feel real good. Really good. Now, far as individual supply, if you believe God, there is not one good thing that he will hold back from you if we go after him. Some of y'all sitting at home sick today. I'm not downing you. But you know what? The prophet went over, I believe it was to Naaman. No, the guy went to Naaman the prophet. He told him to go dip in the Jordan. Made him mad. He should have laid hands on me. See, you could sit in your living room and say, I don't know why God don't heal me. Why God don't supply for me. I don't know why things ain't working out for me. When God's telling you to get up off of your can, get your clothes on, put $5 in your car, and go down to the river and dip the church. He's not just more than likely going to show up in your living room and start giving you revelation. He said, take up your cross and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. You know what a cross is? Heavy. I mean, I get up on Sundays at times and a message ain't coming to me. And all you're concerned about is not wanting to go to church. I mean, I'm thinking about everybody that's going to be here yesterday. And me and Teresa, you know, we planned it out. I said, okay, you get that going, and you get this going, and you get that, and we'll all get all this and put Johnny here. And we had all of that planned. It took us a week. Y'all just showed that. Where's the paintbrush, Pastor? Where's the paintbrush? Y'all just enjoyed our work. Y'all enjoyed our work. We took all the confusion. We took all of the what are we going to do. We took all of how are we going to get it. We went to Lowe's. I run and picked up stuff in between. And you don't want to go to church? Or are you serious right now? Not y'all. Y'all here. I'm glad I've got a big audience. I got a big audience. They just shut me off about midway, though, when I get hot. Poof. But they can't get away from what I said. His word don't return void. They'll hear it. Oh, what if I ain't getting healed because I ain't going to church? What if you ain't? That word meant something to you. Why ain't things working out at my home? I just told you. God waited till I went to him. I went after him. I seeked him. The Bible says, seek and you'll find your healing. The knock and the door will be open asking you. He said, you have not because you ask not. Or you ask amiss. You know what amiss is? Asking for all of your own reasons. You don't want nothing to do with God other than heal me right now or pay my light bill. And that's it, God. I sure will thank you then. He said, you're asking amiss that you consume it to your own desires. But the Bible says, delight myself in the Lord, and he will give me the desires of my heart. Commit my ways to him, and he will bring my desires to pass. Hallelujah. Give me that Deuteronomy, Zach. And Jesus said, in John 10:10, Monty said that. He said, well, you know what John 10:10 says. He says it all the time. Well, I got it wrote down. I earned my Bible. Zach's already got it. I thought you were going to get that man again this morning. I'll preach John 10:10 every service. Because you know what it tells me? That I have an abundant life. That's right. Therefore, thou shalt keep the command. Just whatever God's telling you. He told me one time, because somebody said, now, they had to keep the commandments of the Lord, and we're under grace. We're not under the... And they're right about that, the rituals. But the voice of God now, Romans 8:14, he says, those that are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. That's the voice of God. Right there, he said, therefore, if you will keep my commandments, whatever I'm telling you to do, just whatever. Sometimes he tells, he's told me to ask Teresa to forgive me. And I'm like, man, she's mean to me. I mean, this woman, when she's in the flesh, she is the devil's daughter. She don't hardly ever get in the flesh, but when she does good, Lord makes me want to put her under my feet. Step on her, you know, get under my feet, you devil. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Trash, don't say nothing, son. But he says, you shall keep my commandments, Lord, to walk in his ways and to fear him. That means reverence him. God, thank you for being there. We thanked him this morning. I want to take a little time right now and say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I told the Lord, thank you, Lord, that you set me free in my marriage. Thank you. You know, thank you. That's what it's talking about. To reverence God. Instead of just, we'll get on that later. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water and fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, honey. Go ahead, Jay. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. Ooh, glory to God. A land where stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou may diggest brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. He said, beware lest that thou forget not the Lord thy God. There's many in this hour that has walked with God for years, and the pandemic, blaming on what you want to, but things change, bodies change, and God kept them and blessed them and delivered them and brought them out, and now they don't even acknowledge God. When he warned them, when he's going to bring them out into the wilderness, he said, I'm going to bring you to this place. I'm going to bring you to where everything is good in your life, and I've delivered you and all of that, but don't forget me when you get there. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his word and his judgment. Some ain't going to church today. You don't have no financial need to go. Y'all self-sufficient now. You're warm. You've got air conditioning. You forgot what it is. Like Sandy standing up here, I didn't have nothing to eat of my own making, telling us that God is a faithful God. Well, that tells me 30-some-odd years later, that woman still remembers where God has brought her from and won't. She don't need no money no more. She don't need no car no more. She got a good fine brick house with a pond. They got land. I mean, they have gardens. I mean, you know, got the land rented out. She done got her money coming in. She never works again. But she's laying there, and God says, give to this ministry. And she got all excited. Oh, really? She's so that she don't, she's a testimony to me. She was born again before me. She's one of the reasons I came to Jesus. She wasn't religious back then. You know, she was just Sandy. Now, I mean, she was this faith stuff, so I thought, she's one of them holy rollers. But, you know, she's an example standing before me saying, now, the only thing I really need, I don't need nothing, but I like something, and it's food. We can tell. Don't tell her I said that. I mean, when you go to waddling a little, when you're waddling, you don't have to wonder what you've been eating. Oh. Well, I wasn't talking about you, Sandy. I said, when somebody goes to waddling, I got a little of it, Dunny. But you know what? The only thing that she really wants is food, and God lined her up all week, didn't he? Did you hear it? The little thing, the only thing that means anything to her really that she wants, because God has blessed her, brought her to this land. I know, I used to go to her house and her, I better not say what her nickname was. But anyways, I used to go to her house and get so stoned that I fell out backwards with whatever her boy, her husband had. I know where she was at. I've been in this family for 38 years. I've seen her go through. I've seen her make mistakes. I've seen her backslide. I've seen her make major ones, you know. But I've seen her come back to God, and I've seen God give her a good life at the end. A 38-year journey with God, that woman. I've fasted and prayed. Satan tried to take her out of here, out of this church. And I would fast, and I would pray, and I would say, no, God, you send her. I'll lose not one that you sent me, according to what Jesus said. See, when me and you turn to the Word, we're occupied. When we turn, we're not really having faith in the Word. Some people got faith in the Word. They don't have no faith in God. That's why it don't work. The Word don't work without the Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit bringing it to life and making it work, it don't happen. Healing won't come. Finances won't come. I mean, even giving don't work without I'm talking about flowing with God. So all of y'all out there all over the world, China, Zimbabwe, we go into all these. I ain't wrote them down and said it in a long time. But these countries all over Europe and China and Israel, and they go in and listen to these sermons. Then you got YouTube. Then we got Facebook. We got a few comes and logs in on Facebook. See, God, in those that are not going to the house of the Lord, He did that just for you to get you up out of your slumber, to make you realize, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth. And you know what? If God is telling you to go to church, you can turn on Joyce Myers, you can turn on, you ain't even going to enjoy Andy Griffin. If God is telling you to do something, He's the only way you're going to get any satisfaction is to move towards the obedience if you will listen to Him. He said, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments, judgments, and his statutes which I command thee this day. Go ahead. Is that all of it? Lest when thou hast eaten our full and hast built godly, goodly houses. I got my house. Be paid off here anytime I want to go. I want to do it. I am not going to turn away from him. He said, when you're art full and goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, your gold, you got money, silver and gold multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. I can carry you to people, not just in this church, but in this church, that bless God when they were on the bottom, their lives were shot. I mean, they turned to the house of the Lord, they turned to God, and somebody in the church or the pastor or somebody goes and leads them to the Lord Jesus. He's leading them into this path of God, of good things in their life. They know it. They absolutely don't. Now, the people don't really realize what God is fixing to start doing. And what he does, he don't just solve all their problems at one time. He fires them up on the inside. He fires them up where he's all that matters. He fires them up. I didn't commit suicide. That's what he did to me. He fires them up, brought my wife back. I started seeing things happen, but I was going and getting the anointing oil and going to church without her. See, I was pursuing the Lord. See, occupy. Occupy healing. Occupy the blessing. The blessing is an empowerment. And you know what? I get on people's nerves, and that's fine. Just like there was some people I was ministering to, and they were letting things go back, and I was 3 months behind. You know the story, man, and I'm there, and I'm like, I got to believe based on not the things that I can see. I got to believe based on the Bible. I can't start saying based on what I'm feeling, what's happening in my life, what it looks like lost. I can't start preaching that. And so I stood, and they're talking, and I said, well, you know, I said, I thought about bankrupt. I said, but I can't find it in the Bible. I said, I can't find losing in the Bible. The only place I can find that people lose in the Bible is when they're not trusting God. And so I would tell them, nah, that's not the will of God. I don't believe that's the will. And they go off and they get upset. I find out later they got mad. Fat cat Scotty. Well, see, that's what people think when they come here. And I say, God will bring you to a place to where you don't like nothing. I said it last week. I've got 4 or 5 vehicles and they're mine. Well, you know what? I've been down there where it didn't have none. Put that scripture up there, Deuteronomy 8:18, Zach. I believed it. I believed this scripture. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Now he told Abraham, he said, in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, pointing to Jesus. He told Isaac, he said, I'm going to fulfill the covenant that I swore to your father in your life. We talked about that a little bit the other day. And he told Isaac not to go down to Egypt. He told him to stay. Stay where you're at. Well, you know, there, it's not good where he's at. I mean, God said, stay right here. Maybe there was no grass. I mean, it looked probably, I don't know. But for some reason, Egypt was a place of security. See, you can have security in your money. It'll fail you. I don't have confidence in my wife. I have confidence in the Lord that's in my wife. She'll kill me without him. I would probably might kill her without him. I don't know. Man without God is capable of a lot of stuff. Look at the news. Look at the evil that's going on in this planet. Well, you know what? I'm going to stick to the truth. The Bible is truth. I don't care if CNN, Fox, 6, 13, government, churches, I don't care. If they want to turn to something that is not truth, the Bible is the only way. I mean, they don't want to offend. If Johnny decides he wants to be a little girl, you know, we don't want to offend him, you know. Jesus is okay with it. No, Johnny, Jesus is not okay with you messing up his creation. And I will not fall for that garbage. And I will not preach it here. And I will go to jail before they will get me to come out of my mouth and say, well, we're in a new era now. No, y'all are in error now. Don't say a new one. Error. The Lord said, he said, I am the Lord your God and I change not. And people preach, you know, that church down there, especially that Faithway Christian Center, I mean, they're all time, every service, just about bringing up money. Well, you got a problem with it because you're broke. We're trying to get you blessed. If you don't find out if you give, that's why you are broke. You ain't been doing what God said. Right? Well, I don't tithe, but I'm really blessed. Are you really? Money's not the blessing. I like that what Teresa said because I feel like I'm like a duck that goes under the water and it just rolls off of me. You know, shield of faith. You can't break me. Can't take me under. Long as I stay in faith. Long as you stay in faith. See, you're bragging on yourself again. Nope, you ain't heard nothing I said in the spirit. You've heard what your head is telling you, and you ain't renewed your mind enough to where your spirit can get a hold of the revelation that I'm saying that transformed my life. Hallelujah. But if you want to criticize it, go for it. Had somebody tell me one time, well, the church wasn't there for me whenever I went through hardship. I said, the church has been there 20 years. They ain't never let you down. They ain't never shut the doors. They helped you. I said, don't you ever accuse that church of not helping you, ever. I brought some correction. I will do it. You are too to your kids too. I report my sideburns one time. I said, baby, you do that again. Papa's going, it's not going to be good for you. She pulled them again, and I lit her sideburns up. I'm like, yeah, it's wet. It hurts Papa. You know what? She ain't pulled my sideburns again. She's thought about it, but that pain stopped her. See, I'm not preaching a rough message this morning. I'm telling you, if I'm going down a road and it says bridge out, and I say, nah, I'm believing God. And going down, bridge is out. Nah, I'm just believing God. Bridge is out. Blah, nah. Here I see the bridge is out. Nah, I'm believing God. You're going to die. I should have listened to the sign. The bridge is out. Turn around. And I'm telling you this morning, God's telling you to come out of the slumber. Come up. I mean, come on up. Come on up. I've seated you in heavenly places in Christ. Now get up in it. Get up in faith in that heavenly place and let me do what you know I can do. I mean, he's talking to people that knows God's able, that knows God will, that knows, but just feel like I just can't do it. I can't do it. That is the enemy done. You just got a seed of do nothing in your mind and you have eat it and you ain't going to do nothing. But God is looking for, he's speaking to us. Occupy means to get to work. Get busy. I'm going to fast and pray. I'm going to be real wealthy by the time I leave here. Teresa can't afford to get rid of me. I mean, seriously. I'm like Slick Willie. The anointing makes you slick. I mean, you know, you if I was going to go in there with these sumo wrestlers and stuff, if I was going to do it, you know what I'd do? I'd have me a bathtub full of oil. And I would dive in that oil right before I went out there with that big guy. He wouldn't be able to hold on to me, man. I'd slide out from under that arm, and I'd bring him down from that one. He'd lock his legs. I'd just slide right out. I mean, wouldn't that be smart? Well, that's the way the anointing and our faith is to the enemy and to the traps and snares that he sets for us. We're like oiled down, so to speak, man. I mean, Satan's like, I told Satan one time, I said, you know what, you idiot? I know you're so stupid, you can't get the picture, but you should not have messed with this church. You should have went down yonder somewhere and found you one that don't have no faith in God. Now, you're going to pay back seven times. Somebody just told me the other day, did you ever get your guitars back that was stole at the building at your church? And I said, no, we got better. I said, somebody heard the sermon over in another state. And I brought that up in another state. I said, we were believing that he's going to have to pay back seven times. Go ahead, Satan. People didn't steal that from us. You know, he used some people, but we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We got that down. And so I said, we believe in God. I said, nah, man. I said, they sent us $3,000. I said, we bought guitars and had money left. We needed to upgrade them guitars anyways. See, that's what you have in your life. That's not just because this is a church. This building ain't got a lick of anointing when we leave here. Now, we can dispatch angels around it. We believe we got angels encamped around about watching over our stuff. But far as this building, it's dead when we leave here. It's blocked. Whoo! Did you get anything this morning? Praise God. God's a good God, ain't he? Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we just